This is CliffCentral.com.
Good morning to you, and this is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and this is Spotlight, where we expose great entertainment and chat about the magic of the theatre, the magic of all the stage shows that are happening. We talk about great restaurants, good travel. It's a packed up show today. It really is. And it's good to be with you. I've got some very good news that next week, join us for an exclusive interview with Kristen Davis from Sex in the City. She will be joining us. So that's going to be fantastic. But yes, a jam-packed lineup today. As we talk about some of the most interesting things happening in and around South Africa. So we're going to begin with chatting to Heather Massey. Heather is here from the US to perform in a show called Hedy, The Life and Inventions. Fascinating, about one of the top actresses of her time and how she was a phenomenal inventor. We'll talk about that particular show. Then we've got some of the cast of Janice Honeyman's Jack and the Beanstalk. And when we get closer to October and November, we'll have Janice in studio with Casper de Vries and Chamant and all the people there. But it's nice to have some of the up-and-coming South African talent, top talent, coming into studio. You do not get cast by Janice Honeyman and Bernard Jay unless you really are top talent. So I look forward to chatting to the guys. And then we've got Rabbi Seramula, who is a poet and an author, and has been published from the United States of America. And we're going to talk all about that. Get ready, Robbie, because I want to hear some of your best poetry. You're going to be, we've got singing and dancing and some of the craziest things happening on the show. Now, I saw it all over Facebook and all over Instagram. And also, she has to be one of the best directors in South Africa. And I saw her just recently doing a production at the Market Theatre. But also one of the shows that she's doing extremely well in, and that is almost sold out, is the Dead Tender Society, and she's the director. It's the infamous Lesedi Job. Welcome to the show, Lesedi. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Alan. How are you?
Good, good, good. I don't have you in studio, so I can't make you sing.
No, you can't make me sing, and I'm not singing over the phone either.
Okay. not one line.
Not even one line.
Lesedi, tell me something. Firstly, I want to just, we'll touch on Dead Tender Society and go into that in more depth. But I want to begin with the show that you did for Women's Day. It looked superb at the Market. What happened? Tell me all about it.
Phenomenal Women. It was a one-nighter directed by James, and basically celebrating women who sing, right? We celebrated Nadine Gordimer, Noni Jabavu, Miriam Tladi, Maya Angelou, and then singers Sibongile Khumalo, Dorothy Masuka. Yeah, so we were just singing and doing some of the works that these women have written.
Well, I mean, it looked really, really great, and it was a great tribute to great, great women. Tell me now a bit about how you got involved in the Dead Tender Society. We had the cast in studio. Of course, Ashley Harvey, a brilliant writer.
Yes.
But how did you get involved in directing this particular show?
So Yaku had actually gone to go and see Brutal Legacy. Mm. And they had been approached by Ashley because she, you know, had written Dead Tender and they were looking for someone to direct. Mm. So they watched Brutal Legacy and they sent me a message via Facebook. And we're like, look, we are VR Theatrical. We'd love to, you know, meet up with you. There's something we'd like you to do. They sent me the script. I read it. We had a meeting in, I think, March. No, not March, April. Mm-hmm. And, I agreed to do Dead Tender Society.
And a great production. Tell, for people that haven't seen it, and we want people to go and get there this week, tell us what's the show about, ultimately?
Ultimately, the show is about Jody and Ray and their friendship, and this woman, Jody, who is divorced, and she goes on Tinder.
Okay.
And it's her experience with Tinder.
Yeah.
It's her, you know, experience as a woman who has come out of a marriage and having to deal with this new foreign thing called dating that she hasn't done in the long time.
So, of course, working with some great actors and stars, you're very used to it. Is it difficult? Again, two-man shows, one-man shows, you've done them all, and then bigger shows. What was it like, working with these two particular stars? What made you love their talent?
You know, firstly, I think, okay, so I've worked with Mpaa before in When Swallows Cry, and I know that he's got amazing comic timing. And I didn't know just how funny Sharon Spiegel is. Mm. I went to varsity with her, and we actually both starred in Once on This Island. And I think what I loved most about them was their comic timing, their willingness to try, and also their vulnerability. You know, I think this is a challenging role for Sharon, because for most of the part, she speaks to the audience. And to have the ability to do that requires, you know, a lot of guts. You kind of have to throw yourself out there, and you can't really plan you know what you're going to say, but you can't get stuck in how to speak to the audience, because you're going to lose them. So you've got to be organic. And I mean, she was very honest about how scary and daunting the task was. But she was adamant that she was going to crack it. She was adamant that she was going to try. She was adamant that, you know, no matter how difficult it is, she's just going to keep going. And I think there was an honesty in her saying, look, Seds, this is hard. That's what I absolutely loved about both Mpaa and Sharon, is their determination as performers.
Well, don't miss the production happening at the Studio Theatre at Monte Cassino, at the Peter Turin Theatre. Don't miss the show Dead Tinder Society. Go and get your tickets. Get them fast, because it's hilarious and you're going to just absolutely love it. Lasedi, what are you up to next? Is there a movie in the making? Is there another show? I know you're busy.
We're taking Brutal Legacy to the Hilton Arts Festival in September.
I know we spoke about that earlier this year. Yep.
Yes, and then Brutal Legacy will also do Red Fest. So I'll be doing Red Fest again this year. Mm-hmm. And then later on in the year, I'm supposed to go to Kampala and mentor a few directors. And that I'm looking forward to.
Oh,
I did the Kampala International Theatre Festival. And they've asked me to come on board and mentor a few directors who will have their work showcased at the Kampala International Theatre Festival.
And then, of course, Red Fest is going to be great this year again. We'll do something closer to the time. We're both patrons of that festival.
Yes.
But, that's some of the magic that you're doing. I still can't wait for you to come and spend a month with me and co-host. Eh? I'm waiting for you.
I don't mind. I will look at my calendar and I'll give you a call.
I'll give you a call too. That's the best. Lasedi Job, thank you for joining us.
And it's a pleasure.
Congratulations
so much,
on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And that's director of the Dead Tinder Society, Lasedi Job, award-winning director. And you'll see the amount of productions that she'll just get accolades for will just be unbelievable in the next, at least this year, because the stuff that she's done is just quite incredible. Good to have her on the show. So Hedy, A Life of Invention by Hedy Lamarr. Is opening actually the previews tonight, and it opens tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
And the show is the Huffington Post has said it's captivating. It's the true story of Hollywood glamour and scientific genius. And Hedy Lamarr was a very famous actress. Is it the 30s and the 40s? And
30s, 40s, 50s, 50s, yeah.
Okay. And she was also considered, if not the most beautiful woman in the world, but one of the most beautiful.
She was actually considered the most beautiful woman in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
And then, of course, she then invented frequency hopping and spread to spectrum technology.
Yes.
Which basically is the invention of the start of the cell phone.
Yeah, it helps our cell phones, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, all
so
of these things.
So this Hollywood actress, who's a glamour star, in a period where women really didn't have any power, was a scientific genius.
She was.
How did you come up with the story? Because where did you find it?
I was looking for a woman in science to feature in a solo piece, and she was suggested to me, and I thought, what a dynamic story. I didn't know the story until it was brought to me. And a Hollywood film star who, she also produced her own film. She and Betty Davis were some of the first to do that in terms of powerful women when, you know, at the time. And she liked to invent in her spare time. And she created this technology in 1942. She got a patent for the secret communication system, which was technology for a communication system for torpedoes, which are underwater missiles. Mm-hmm. And it's to be able to communicate between the ship and the torpedo and have a secret signal using radio frequencies. And it, the concept was to change frequency very rapidly so nobody could intercept the signal. And that's what we use in our wireless technology today.
It's amazing. So tell me a bit about, I mean, you're an actress. I mean, I'm just looking at this. Pages of shows that you've been in around the world.
Yeah.
From Ireland to all over the United States to Sweden to South Africa.
Yeah.
To Southern Africa. It's incredible, the stuff that you've done. Tell me something. Firstly, what made you bring this to South Africa? Okay, which I find interesting,
right?
Because you got the whole of the US to tour.
Yeah.
With it. And then also, what do you think makes it relevant for today's audiences?
Oh my goodness! Okay, those are two big questions. Mm. So I got to South Africa by way of Zimbabwe. I had been there in 2008 with a dear friend of mine for the Intuasa Arts Festival in 2008. So in 2017, when I had this new piece, I had something to offer to the festival, and I contacted them and came to South Africa. I performed in Cape Town. This is my third trip, third tour of South Africa, everyone finds it interesting. What was the other part of the question?
The second part is, what makes this show relevant to audiences?
What makes it relevant? Oh my goodness, everybody uses wireless technology. Mm. It's anytime you're on your phone, anytime you're on your computer using Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, all those things are possible because of this concept that Hetty created in the 1940s. And it's such a good story.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I
It's such a good story. Mm. And speaking of, this is a solo play. I play all 33 to 35 characters. I have to recount how many are
How's your psychiatrist and schizophrenia?
I do have a little bit. You know, I'm an artist, so there's a little depression going on sometimes. But I, as Hetty, I talk to the audience, and I find that the most invigorating part of it, because I love the audiences. I'm looking at all you guys. I love looking at the audience and speaking to them as Hetty and having an experience together rather than separately in the same space. I just love it.
So you live in New York. You're born in Virginia.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the other shows that you have worked on that have inspired you, that have taken you to another level. I mean, how many productions have you done?
Gosh, I haven't counted. Those are just Hetty. Those are just Hetty, yeah. The Life and Inventions of Hetty Lamarr, the list that you have. Mm. Let's see. I loved being in Equus. I love being Eliza in My Fair Lady. And speaking of Jack and the Beanstalk, I was in Into the Woods as Cinderella, and Jack is one of the characters. So that was another one that I really enjoyed.
So this, and young people are sitting with us, and I love asking this question. What advice, you've been in the business for over 20 years.
Yes.
Okay. What advice do you give young people about this business? I mean, you've done the whole of America, so let's
keep your heart and the reason why you love doing this, and go after every single opportunity that you can find.
Now tell us, this particular production, Hetty, A Life and Invention of Hetty Lamarr, when is that that opens, as I said, tomorrow? How long is it running for?
It runs until the 24th, so it's 2 full weeks. It runs Tuesday through Saturday at Theater on the Square, on Nelson Mandela Square.
At Daphne's place?
Yeah, Daphne Kuhn. She's amazing. And we open tomorrow night. It's 8:15 Tuesday through Saturday, and also a 6 o'clock on Saturday. And tickets at CompuTicket. And you can also look at the Theater on the Square site. And my site is heathermassey.com, Heather, M-A-S-S-I-E. That way you can see where else I am in the world.
magic stuff.
Yes,
thank you for being with us today.
So excited to be here. Thank you so much, Alan. And I'm excited to hear about Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, this is like the biggest show really in the country. It's been going on for 30 years that they've been doing pantomime, 32 years, Janice Honeyman, and you've seen the likes of some of the biggest names start in panto. So, but thank you for being with us. That's
thank
the one
you.
Only Heather Massey. She's written and performed Hedy. Don't miss the show Hedy, happening at the Auditorium General Theatre on the Square. So, great to have her in studio. All right, so now let's get on to these young people, these youngings, these youngsters from Janice Honeyman's Jack and the Beanstalk. All right, now I see if people are laughing, but so I'm just going to ask Katlego to take a chair, the seat over there. Katlego, I want to start with you because, I mean, you have a middle name or a, is it a, what do you call yourself? I see on your bio that you have, get up to that mic, come.
There we go.
Okay, let's get up there. So what is the show called? Sorry, what is your middle name?
It's Cat Ostrich. So ostrich is
Cat Ostrich.
Yes. So my surname Nche means Nche. Ostrich.
Yes.
In Setswana it's Nche. So ostrich is my kind of like
so
my brand.
So you Cat Ostrich.
So okay. I'm Cat
I love
Ostrich.
It. I was trying to work it out. Katlego Nche. Thank you for being with us. We've got James McPhail. Welcome to the show, James. We've got Olivia Cloud. Welcome, Olivia.
Thank you.
And we've got Deslyn Ulster. Will.
Good job.
It's not Deslyn.
No, it's not Deslyn.
Guys, first and foremost, welcome to the industry. I know you've been doing it for a little while, but this is because now we're hitting the main stage.
Yeah.
Well, this is how it starts.
Yeah.
You know, when you're starting on big ensembles like Jack and the Beanstalk, but you, in your own right, you've written your own music, Olivia. I know that. James, you've performed in certain productions along the way. So have you. You've all done shows, and you've been through the schooling of musical theatre and theatre in general, and so this is a hectic start for two and a half months. This is hectic, eh? Okay, you all have got beautiful bodies. Well done, because this Jeremy Mansfield, when he was in the show, lost 15 kilos. I know Andre Schwartz has lost so much weight. You do not. It's 10 productions a week.
Nine productions.
Are you sure it's nine? Have you checked your contract? Are you sure it's nine?
No,
I think it's more than that. I think, I think you guys got. You'll see the numbers will increase. But when you're doing, I think there's some days that you do three shows. I don't know if they still do that, but I think
Saturdays.
It's three shows.
Yeah,
guys, you know how crazy that is. Right?
That's
and then you'd be working with the insanity, and I've worked with him here at this very desk, with the one and only Casper de Fris. So he's gonna be fun, and he is such a cool guy. So, yeah, that's just one of the many things that you're going to have to experience. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. So, guys, welcome to cliffcentral.com and the
Thank
Spotlight.
You.
And so, firstly, let's start. Olivia Cloud, of course, I want to begin because your dad is very well known for 70s, 80s, 90s, being one of the performers in Rabbit.
Yes.
A very well-known top band that toured the world, actually.
Yes.
So you obviously have had the love for music for quite some time.
Yeah, definitely. I think,
Were you in that Girls of, what was it, that TV series? Were you?
Which TV series?
Wasn't there a TV series, a reality show about?
I think she was.
It was,
the
I'm telling
one.
You. What was it?
Vizu.
Yes,
Vizu.
What's it called? The Girls of Santon.
Yeah, something like that.
Are we not going there?
No, we're not going there.
It wasn't in the bio, but as I'm looking, I'm going, I'm sure you were in the Secret Girls or Naughty Girls.
No, it was a reality show on Vizu.
What's it called? Just.
Okay, it was called
Something about Rich.
Yeah, Rich Kids of Josie or something like that.
Oh, Rich Kids of Josie. How did that go for you?
So, you know.
Let's go there. Let's open with controversy. Immediately.
Wow, okay. So I was approached by Vizu. I was 16, just coming into the industry, and they were like, we basically want to do a reality TV show on you, like a whole episode on Vizu. It'll be a great opportunity for you to get your music out there. I was like, cool. I had no idea that it had to do with money, and it really painted me in a negative way.
Okay.
I
remember
I
the controversy.
Lot,
I promise you, only I wasn't setting this up.
No, it's
I wasn't
okay.
gonna. I, as I looked, I was like, Bing bong, weren't you that? Because it wasn't in your bio.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it painted you in a negative light.
Yeah, I got a lot of backlash for it.
You were 16. I mean, let's be serious.
I was really young, but the main reason why I wanted to do it was because of the exposure for my career. I wasn't out here trying to, you know, come across as a rich brat. You know, I'm obviously very blessed and grateful that I've been brought up the way that I have been, and I've obviously grown up a lot since then. So
I don't know what actually happened. I didn't see it. But I just it just dawned on me now. But I'm going to tell you something. You do not go into the ensemble of Jack and the Beanstalk if you're a rich brat. It doesn't happen. I'm telling you, exactly. It can't happen. This is hard bloody work, and this is. And I mean, I'm just saying, because your ensemble salaries aren't huge, you're not getting what your A-list, let's say, theatre stars are getting. You're not, guys. It's the way it goes. So yeah, if anyone thought that you were that, they really got the wrong idea. You know, when you're exactly. sitting, just to throw it out there. Okay, so just to defend that. But good experience, bad experience. Would you do it again?
No. Okay. I wouldn't do it again. I don't think the show actually even really? Got a second season. So
what was the so again, was about money and being a brat. Okay, let's say they said it was being, I haven't seen it, but it was like a bit like Paris Hilton vibe, that, you know, like I can imagine. But if you look at it, and we're going to move away from it from this point on, you entered this thing, you the show was around you. It didn't work as you wanted it or you thought it was going to, because you said it worked off quite negatively, but you would never do it again. And you would recommend that young people don't do this type of thing.
Yeah, it was my first opportunity to be on TV. It was my first opportunity to...
And people would grab that, by the way.
And people would grab it, but you have to be careful about what you're putting your face next to and what you're representing yourself as, and not to get swallowed by an opportunity and not understanding what it stands for. I'm making sure you're respecting yourself in the process.
So I've produced over 20 television shows, and I do lots of TV. That's what I actually do as a job. But the interesting thing about TV is I did Survivor. I've done She's the One on ETV, lots of stuff. We are manipulating the content as directors, as content producers. Just to tell people, you need to know we manipulate the content. We're editing to get a reaction. Okay, we're not lying, but spontaneity is directed, by the way. You know, so just to tell you, so people have got to be careful when you're going. You've got to make sure, I don't know who produced it, I'm not going into that, but you've got to make sure that they're the right people, that they've got integrity, and that they're not going to rip you to pieces. Because, you know, you watch Survivor and you come across some lovely people. And I mean, I know some of the guys, and they're incredible. But Survivor there, you actually, in the end, you're like, people hate you. Okay, when you're not, you know, you can ask some of the biggest stars in Isidingo, for example, local people. And, you know, people would come up. One of the stars, I think, from Isidingo Igoli was one of the villains. I think it was Sherelle, who was. And she got slapped in the face in the shopping center.
Oh, wow.
People, I can't believe. And she didn't know what was going on this week, but they just slapped her in the face.
But then again, that means she did her job really well. Very convincingly. Right.
So all right, so we're gonna chat a bit more about, but it didn't work, and that rich kids of Josie. Well, I mean, really. It's actually, but the whole, you know, good luck to them. Can I tell you, if you've only had one season, you failed. So
yeah.
All right. So let's move on from that. But again, your dad is a top musician. You love music. You write your own music. What is your dream one day? Because you're also with Stageworks with Gem and Matt.
Yes.
And they're brilliant. And then
yes.
And I've seen you in Born to Perform.
Yes. So last year I was in Born to Perform Shine. And this year it's at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. And this year, instead of being on the stage in the show, I am part of the production. So I'm assistant directing Gemma with the production. I am assistant to Rowan Backer, who's the musical director. Okay, I'm assistant choreographing.
Love.
So yes. It's amazing.
Again, note to yourself, a rich kid of Josie, or rich kids don't do that. They get spoiled and they drive Ferraris and act like idiots. And maybe that's what they wanted you to look like at 16. But
exactly.
To be very honest, I want to just say, when you're 16, honestly, you are a bit of an idiot. Let's think about it. I mean, we all are. I mean, it comes with the teenage territory. All right. So, and Katlego, you studied at?
At the Tshwane University of Technology.
Of Tech. And then your love for music, where did it begin? Where did this all start?
It goes way back. It goes way back to when I've sang my first solo when I was in grade 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you sing?
I was singing a song. It was the whole choir, but I had a solo in there. And sings my soul, my savior, God to thee.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So on that note, we do this before 9:30 every single time on the show. Look, see, it's before 9:30. You're listening to Alan Ford here on Spotlight on cliffcentral.com. And so I'm going to play you can hear that. You got your headphones on,
Yes, I got my headphones.
Okay. We only have to do a verse, but I want to hear if you've got talent, eh?
Okay.
Remember, this is Cliff Central. This is like the Idol Central.
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's the song? What are we singing?
All I Need Is the Girl from Gypsy.
Okay, let's listen to this.
All right.
Right, are we there? Let's check.
Once my clothes were shabby. Oh wow, I'm so sorry. Maybe we started from the top, rather.
Okay, let's do this. Wait. Sorry about that. It's called the Gremlins. This is not a professional studio in terms of that. It's not a musical studio. This is a talk studio. Okay, are you ready? A radio
there we go,
studio.
There we go.
Okay,
there we go.
One, two, three, go.
Once my clothes were shabby, tailors called me cabby. So I took a vow, said this bubble be bumperamo. Now I'm smooth and snappy, now my tailor's happy. I'm the cat's meow, my wardrobe is a wow. Paris silk, Harris tweed, there's only one thing I need. Got my tweed pressed, got my best vest. All I need now is the girl. Got my striped tie, got my hopes high. Got the time and the place, and I've got rhythm. Now all I need's the girl to go with him. If she'll just appear, we'll take this big town for a whirl. And if she'll cry, my darling, I'm yours, I'll throw away my striped tie and my best pressed tweed. All I really need is the girl.
Yeah. Brilliant stuff.
Thank you.
This is cliffcentral.com, and we're talking to some of the cast of Jack and the Beanstalk from Janice Honeyman's new pantomime coming out. Okay, now the 3rd of September, Sibongiseni will be hosting Africa Takum's second annual gala dinner entitled Game Changers of Our Lifetime. The event recognizes prominent South Africans who have changed the game in their industry, as well as to celebrate Africa Takum's 25-year legacy. To join the most influential business professionals, truly, celebrities and leading organizations inspiring so many people, and also to help end child poverty and youth unemployment, visit africatakum.com. That's AfrikaTikun, africatakum.com. org. All proceeds go towards upskilling, educating, and creating jobs for young people in South Africa. I know it's the Lubners they get involved. This is really a good one. So please go. And Civ is so much fun, and all the celebs are there. It's really going to be cool. And to celebrate 25 years, Africa Takum, go to africatakum.org. Absolutely great. And celebs and singing is going to be lots of fun, and they raise lots of good funds. It's a good organization. Very good. So now, cut back to the studio, and we're talking about this Jack and the Beanstalk, and I'm now talking to James McPhail. James, tell me about you and your background and how you got into this business.
So I've been singing since I was a little boy. The arts have always been something that's been very close to my heart, and since a young boy, my parents encouraged me to follow my dreams, follow what I love to do. And since I was little, just singing, doing school plays from little in primary school, high school, and then going onto tertiary level, going to Oakfields College and actually studying musical theatre and actually learning everything that I've wanted to do, and not just being, not just going, having the fun of it, but actually putting in the hard work.
Well, this is not fun. No, but hold on, it's fun, but it's not fun. This is hard work. No, hold on. Anybody thinks you can do three shows a day of rehearsing and getting it on time and doing it properly with a cast of 30 people? Chicago is not easy. Let me tell you, those people are dying on that stage. Sure. Okay, they're sore. Those dancers are in pain.
No, definitely.
I mean, Samantha Pio is waking up like, in Germany going, where am I? What am I doing? So there's nothing easy about this business. And I want to tell people that. If you think that you're going to enter an Idols and it's all just about fame, I mean, Michael Jackson's body took its toll because he couldn't do it anymore. So he had to take medicines. You know, Celine Dion literally can't get onto that stage. And I've interviewed these people and worked with them. So it's hard work. So please, if you don't kid yourself, don't think it's going to be about the limousines and about the fancy
and that's what
parties.
You think. When you're little, you think that you're going to have these limos coming out. When you walk out, you're going to have a record deal that you're just going to go and sign.
No.
And that's what I thought. Like, that's, I think, every child's dream. Like, when you come out of high school, out of school, out of that bubble, you hit reality and it's like, that's not the things that you're going to get. You're going to have to put your work in. You're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to go through those ups and downs. But eventually you get to a place like this and an opportunity like what we have now, being in a cast with Jack and the Beanstalk, with incredible performers, people that we've looked up to. And I think that just shows you all of the hard work that you've put in thus far. It's doing something and it's getting you to a place of greatness.
Can you sing, James?
I hope so.
Bring me that. You see how we're going to get to you? See me? Oh, everyone's going to do it. Okay. Deslin, you can't. You're not well. But don't worry. Don't worry. I'll make you come in. Don't worry before that show comes in. Everybody. Peter Duke Ace sang my Sorry Marie.
I'll sing backup vocals for someone.
Sang my Sorry Marie. Okay, by the way, in the studio. David Dennis is singing. Everyone sings in the studio. Okay, everybody. You got away with murder there, okay? Today, you're lucky. Everyone sings in the show.
Everybody sings
in the show. Okay, it doesn't matter what you are. I make people that are restaurant chefs sing in the show. And that's coming up in a moment. We're going to chat to Mike Lamb in a bit. So everybody sings.
Can you sing?
You can.
I can't sing, Alan. Have you ever heard me sing?
Not yet.
I look like
a... We'd like to hear you sing.
We'll make you sing. So hold on. The phone is off. Do you want to just put the phone on? All right. Are you ready? So what are you singing for us?
I'm going to sing a song that I love from an artist that inspired me for many years. His name is Sam Smith. So okay. I'll be singing Lay Me Down.
Go a little bit further back from the mic so in case you hit those high notes. And this is James McVail. Let's hear you, Jamesy. Let's hear what's going on here. Where's James?
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I'll be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the days just seem so dark. The moon, the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you. Deny this emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But this feeling's overwhelming, it's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? And you, and make sure you're alright. I'll take care of you, and I don't want to be if
I can't be with you tonight. Wow.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's amazing,
James.
Eh?
So now you just need to pause.
No, we can have background music.
There we go.
I was enjoying the background music.
There we go.
So I see you're quite eccentric. The nail polish.
Yes, I think it's just something that expresses
wrong with
me.
It.
Yeah.
I like. I'm just saying. So I've got to tell you, we've got a great sponsor of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like to go have your nails and everything?
I would absolutely love to. You know,
should we give him this, guys?
Yeah.
I think we should.
Seriously, because I mean, really, first you sang for your supper. No, I've got to get
you for my nails.
Yeah, but I just saw the nails and I thought, you know, go and have your nails done. This is a 700 voucher from SkinSense.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So
oh, thank you so much. Thank
seriously,
you.
When I saw you walk, I thought, listen, let me go and see what I can.
Now he can get his toes done as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So
right? This is the best. This
really
is
can.
Honestly the greatest. Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. And actually, don't thank me. Thank the one and only SkinSense Day Spa. It's
thank
that
you.
Time of the year when all we feel like is some extra pampering. Don't you feel like that sometimes?
Definitely.
We all feel like we need a bit of...
Just a little something.
Extra little something, yeah. SkinSense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg, hosts a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for both women and men. So men, if you want your nails done, you can have them done.
Yeah.
This world doesn't mind anymore what the hell you want done. You want colour in your hair, you have colour in your hair. You want it long, you want to do your nails, just be
if you, you.
If you want a massage, you can have a massage too. And of course, this is what month? Women's month. So there's a package that they've got with so many things like Swedish massages to manicures and more.
Mm.
Are you with me,
James?
I'm
still here.
Are you with me? Okay. Also, they are going to be doing a lot of matric farewell packages and microblading packages, which are up for grabs. And so many great things. Just go and visit their website at skinsense.co.za. Check out all the August deals from the SkinSense Day Spa. Also, they're on cliffcentral.com where you're listening at the moment, so you can check out all this stuff there. And and don't forget to book your treatment. And they also got an online shop and all that extra. So if you need like polish,
you know, the more the better.
I know, James played into the perfect library.
Right,
this is the perfect. That's how you do radio. That's how
everything's meant to be.
And where are you going? Say it clearly.
I am going to SkinSense Day Spa in Rivonia.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Got the job. Okay.
Got the job. All right, so good. So those are all done. All right, so I want to come now to Deslin. Tell me a bit about your life and how you got into this business. You're born in Joburg?
Yes, I'm born in Joburg and I'm born into this business.
Explain.
Both my parents are musicians, so it happened naturally.
So your dad did jazz?
Yes, my dad's a jazz pianist, mm-hmm. Denzel Wheel, one mm-hmm. of the best, one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. And my mom's a jazz singer.
Sure.
Right?
So can you do jazz, obviously?
I can. Stop.
No, I know you're not well. But
yeah, jazz is my first love.
Is it?
Yeah.
And what's your favorite? Who's Nina Simone? Gotta be
no,
up there.
Not Nina. Let's start with Ella.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Nina's one of my favorite, but Ella Fitzgerald is the queen of jazz.
What's your favorite song she sings?
Come on now. Misty is my favorite.
How does it go? I don't know.
Ellen!
Surely she can hum.
Look
everybody.
At me.
go on.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree. The end.
I know you're sick, but I mean, at least you.
At least I gave you a little something, something.
I just
a little taste of something.
So now
something.
I can bring you. I want you, your mom, and dad all to come in. We're going to do something.
A little band.
No, but seriously, we've got marks outside. We can set it up and we can do something like that.
Oh,
that'll
cute.
Be cool. Yeah, we do that. We do some crazy things.
You're going to give me a gig.
I've got I've got the cast of Stomp coming in, actually, and they're going to be doing the Stomp thing over there.
Wow.
So, yeah, so as I said, so why not? Let's get the Wheel family in.
Oh yeah.
Why not? So this basically is in your DNA. This is in
I
your
would
blood.
Say so, yeah. It's definitely something that I've always loved. They encouraged me, like James said, they encouraged me to do everything I could in the arts because it's not something that's not done without work. So first thing they let me do was go into a dance class. I did tap and modern, been doing it for about 19 years now. Yeah, and I got my start there. They started introducing me into musical theater, and I started performing, doing musical theater there. And Megan, my tap teacher, introduced me to Oakfields. I think she was your tap teacher as well at TUT. So she got me into Oakfields. Well, she introduced me to the idea of going to Oakfields, and after that, the bug bit.
Yeah, and that's, once it bites, it's...
Yeah.
What would you like to do in your career? I'm going to ask you all this question, but what role would you love, besides the jazz singing and performing in clubs, especially some of the magnificent underground clubs in New York?
Yeah. And hello.
In New Orleans and in London.
Well, do you want me to say something really cheesy?
Say it. Be cheesy. I'm a cheesy.
This role is pretty amazing. This doing panto has been my dream literally forever.
So have you been watching in
No, literally... I was born, and from my first birthday, because my birthday is in December, it became a tradition. Every year for my birthday, my parents took me to the panto, and I'm here. Like, it's done now. Like, this is my dream role.
Part of the story.
Right? So I'm here. I've landed. I've arrived.
And have you seen panto before?
Yes, definitely.
So, I mean, you've seen the panto. Okay. And you've also... Okay, cool. How many have you seen? I've seen about 11, 12.
Sure.
Yeah, quite a bit. So it's I've seen some of the... that's the craziest thing in the world. And it's fun. Oh,
definitely.
And if you're evil, the kids hate you. The kids, they hate you.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, no. Yes.
See? I know the script already. Yeah.
That is the thing. Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, that's So that's great. That's awesome. And yeah, the really buggers bit, and you performed, and that's really good stuff. And now, of course, so both are from two musical families. Are you guys from musical families?
Oh, well, my brother's a dancer. My parents, you know, couldn't pursue because of where they were, I believe. Yes, but my brother is a dancer. He started at moving into Danse Mon Pardon, and then I followed him right after.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And
no, I'm the start for my family. My grandparents played instruments and stuff like that, and like music was always an influence.
Are they loving that you're doing this?
They are.
Because some families are like, you should have been a doctor.
No, my family, they support one wholeheartedly in what I'm doing.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Great. Especially if you're talented, because it's sad when people aren't talented and then they go. And then they go and they enter the, let's say for example, Idols, just to throw it out there. And then they can't sing. And then those are the people you use as
that
the...
My parents told me I can.
But my mother said I could sing so beautifully. Yeah. No, it didn't happen. It's like someone saying, Ellen, you're gonna run those comrades in great timing next year. I'm like, yeah, no. Not gonna happen. This is cliffcentral.com, and in a second I want to interview a phenomenal poet and author, but before we do that, Olivia Cloud, you've got an original song.
I do, yes. This is a song that hasn't been released yet.
Okay.
It's called...
Have you released a lot of songs?
I've released one song.
Okay, I know about the one, but I want to know if you've released more.
No,
all right,
not yet.
See, this is the magic. Have you seen? This is the magic of radio. Pass me the thing.
Yeah, right.
Let's push the button. So I'm pushing. It's run.
So
am I playing run or I've been waiting?
Let's listen to run. I think.
Can we play a bit of it? Okay, and then we'll get it on the systems and make sure that we play them. So this is Olivia Cloud with run. Let me. It's just here. If we're there. Can we just make sure Run's making it? Yeah. Run up.
Maybe the volume on the iPad.
Run to the pit of my drum. Run, run, run.
And that is Run, and it's beautiful, eh? Great. Thank stuff. You. Is it? Are you getting ready? Are you getting ready to release it? How are we releasing things nowadays? It's because it's no longer like come to my CD launch. That's. I'm being serious. Those days are over.
So there's obviously everything is digital nowadays.
Yes, obviously, yeah.
With like all the admin of Capasso and Samro and getting everything registered and the legality of, you know, releasing your own music, there are some sites that you can, you know, upload your image, upload the track, and make sure that it's released on a certain day. So yeah, that's basically how it is. But I am in the process of doing that because it is a bit difficult, and obviously there is a whole lot behind it.
I'm so happy to have played it first.
Thank you.
It's Olivia Cloud, and the song is called Run. Look out for it.
Yes.
And the other song that people can get is
The song that it is on iTunes at the moment is called Shake, which is featuring rapper Delez, which I released a long time ago, but it's still a bop.
Still there, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Otherwise, you've got to go and see Olivia with the rest of the team and other great names at the Joburg Theatre doing the pantomime.
Yes.
So that's magic stuff. Thank you guys for being in studio. We're going to chat to you some more in a second. And coming up, we're going to talk to Rabbi Serumula,
yes.
Yeah, whose name's Rote. His nickname's Rote. And he's a poet and an author. We'll talk to him in a second. But I want to tell you, every week we look at the restaurant. We go throughout the country. And I want to talk about a restaurant that is absolutely great in Cape Town. It is in Constantia. It is. He's got two restaurants. We'll talk about both, actually. But as you're coming around the bend, it's actually called Peddlers on the Bend in Constantia. And Mike Lamb is on the line. Mike, welcome to the show.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Mike, firstly, Peddlers on the Bend is an institution, a rugby institution to go and watch phenomenal sports. But I love the fact that you've got how many beers on tap and how many gins?
We've got at the moment about 16 beers on tap, and we've got about 42 gins at present.
Sure. So that's 16 beers on tap and 42 gins. Basically, you can get sloshed there just tasting everything there. And of course, great food. And you've also got, explain what this is. It the South American hot coal? Explain that concept, what you've got in your restaurant.
Yeah, what we've done is it's about a 4 meter by a meter long, if not a braai, but it is a wood burning open flame grill concept. So in a way, you know, as a traditionist, you could call it a bar, but it's not. We utilize a really good hardwood, and we also put on a bit of apple wood and a couple of other different varieties of wood, and we cook on an open flame. We've removed our gas grill completely from the kitchen, so nothing is cooked directly on gas. Everything, lunch and dinner, is cooked
on this open
flame. Open flame wood fire, from your burgers to your ribs to your steaks, etc.
And I want to, but you imported this cooker or cooking machine from where? From Spain, I think.
No, we didn't. We actually we imported one or two of the grids from Spain, but the rest of it we had made up locally it's all stainless steel and brass, and we had it made up locally.
Well, I mean, you're famous for your grills, you're famous for your drinks, and of course, all your stuff is brilliant across the menus there. That's why I wanted to give it a punt and just say, if you really want, and if you want a pub feel and then you want a smart restaurant feel, you offer both and something outside. It's really great, and I love it for Cape Town.
Yeah, it is great. It's got probably four different atmospheres in here. You've got a sort of traditional pub side where you can watch a bit of sport. You've got the restaurant where we take our food seriously, and we also punt really good products, including, you know, we only stock free range chicken, fresh free range chicken, and we've gone that route. But it's all about flavour, and I suppose the good old word in this business is atmosphere. You know, we've got a fantastic atmosphere, great outdoor area and indoor area.
I'm recommending if you go to Cape Town, you know, people are looking sometimes far to go into the La Colombes. There's nothing wrong with that, but I just think good grill food and good meat and a good atmosphere is also what people want to experience. And I know that you're right next door to a 6-star boutique hotel called The Last Word. And I want to bring them up because it is amazing that the people that come from all over the world that stay there love going to Peddlers. And they love that you can have such a great experience in South Africa. It doesn't have to just be the Fufu Shishi restaurants, if you catch my drift.
No, exactly. I mean, the Last Word is a phenomenal concept. I mean, that boutique hotel, absolutely brilliant. And also, it's amazing how their guests, but it is really 6-star.
Yes, exactly.
Fit in a Peddlers. It's an interesting concept.
Well, I think it's absolutely great. I want to talk to you in the future. How's Simon's doing? Are you still there?
Yeah, it's doing well. We're still there. We've got a fair amount of tourism, of foreign tourism, and local mix. But it's a strong day trade business.
Yes.
It's got a beautiful farm, but yeah, all going well.
And Mark, let me just say this is because I want to tell you, if you are going to visit anything, and this show goes around the world, but if you want to visit any wine farm in Cape Town, please hear me. In the whole of Cape Town, Stellenbosch, that whole region, you must go to Groot Constantia. Very simply, is the oldest wine farm in the Southern Hemisphere, number one. Number two, it's close on 400 years old. It is absolutely superb. Simon's, which is your other restaurant, is on that property, and the history there is mind-blowing. So instead of looking, and I'm not knocking other wine farms, but you don't have to go an hour into Franschhoek or into Stellenbosch or into Paul, you can actually literally go 15 kilometers outside Cape Town to a phenomenal wine estate, which has got so much history, which is the oldest in the Southern Hemisphere, with some of the best wines. So Simon's
exactly,
is there.
Exactly.
Mark, we're going to give Simon's a punt at a later stage. I haven't come to see the new menu, but just as far as it goes, that Constantia wine region, the whole of Constantia is just an incredible place to be. It's not always about the waterfront and about Camps Bay. There's other special places in the Cape. And thank you for creating one of the special ones at Peddlers on the Bend.
And thank you so much for your time again. Fantastic to hear from you, and we'll chat again soon.
Mike Lum, thank you for joining us. He is one of the co-owners of Peddlers on the Bend and Simon's at Groot Constantia Wine Estate. Go and visit them. They're really, really great. Really good. Thanks. Nice talking to Mike. Robbie.
Yes, I'm
Rote,
hungry
Mr.
now.
Rote.
Yes.
Are you? Firstly, you're here.
Thank
You've
you
written.
So thank
I
you
want
so
to hear okay. one of your magnificent poems.
Okay.
Give it to us. Are you ready to go? Ladies and gentlemen, to well-known author and poet, Mr. Robbie Saramula.
Okay. How dare we dream in color? We are born of a squalor with different shades of gray and black. Nothing white breathes down here. Imbaula has darkened the air. One tap, one long walk for water. We have cried ourselves rivers we can't drink from. So, of course, if electricity has been weighing so heavy on our pockets, we will get someone to bridge the meter and we get over it. We were, after all, told it would be free and so would education, but fees do more rising than falling. We have been heeding the calling. So, of course, if it comes as a few million rand notification from NAFSAS, from FNB, we will feast. Our uncles will step in their black and white floshams, cradled to the laces, to just above the soles with their Brentwood and their Pringle jerseys. Of course there'll be a cow. Umqombothi will be had. The community will be invited. Thank you so much.
Wow, that's amazing. That's incredible stuff. Eh? Where did the love for poetry begin?
Well, I have a bit of a... It's it's a bit of an anomaly. In high school, there was a teacher that was teaching poetry. It was like an extramural activity. And I went to the class because I thought she was really pretty. And that's how well, it all started.
It's honest. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was hot. I went to the class. That's how I found out. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. I mean, I love that. Yeah. But, I mean, you were a journalist for 6 years.
Yes.
Who did you write for?
For the Star, for the Independent. The Star, Saturday Star, Sunday Independent. Before I left last year, for the past 3 years, I was online editor for the Saturday Star and the Sunday Independent.
Okay.
So I had a bit of a busy life.
So you know the game we're
in. Yes.
And then all of a sudden you've won the Standard Bank Journalism Award, you've won Young Journalist of the Year, you've Best Feature Writer, but then you released a book.
Yes.
About the Black Consciousness Reader.
Yes.
Which is on sale around the world, by the way.
Yes, it is. It was a beautiful project I embarked on with my colleagues when I was still a journalist, because now my colleagues are you guys. How are you guys doing?
Yes, you're now the performers. We were your colleagues.
So yeah, man, that was a beautiful project. So what we did, there was a handful of us, and we all looked at each of our strengths, and we sat for months and months and months, researched, and we put it together. It looks beautiful. Obviously, my main focus was on the arts of Black consciousness. What that means is that there was no Twitter back then. How would they marshal people? How would they get numbers? Theater, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is where you guys come in, right?
Yeah, you found people.
Yeah, these are my people now. So yeah, so basically I focused on the arts of Black consciousness, be it like photography. One thing that is very important that I always, whenever I speak of the arts of Black consciousness, is perspective. I'm looking at photography. Mm. There was a time when during uprisings, right, photographers would be taking pictures from the safety of police officers. And a consensus was reached that, but you guys are like with us. We are fighting for something here. You guys are with us. You don't need to feel safe that side. You can come stand with us here. And that's when some of the first images of the brutality, because now, I mean, if you're taking pictures and you're with the police, you're only seeing the protesters. So perspective, literally changing your perspective and seeing it from the other side, that got me thinking a lot, and I think that's quite powerful how a perspective can shift a whole mindset.
You don't have any shows happening right now?
No, I do actually.
When? Clayton didn't send me.
It's all right. I just confirmed it yesterday.
Okay, so I didn't get it. Okay, where did it happen?
On the 7th of September at Concoen Theatre at the University of Joburg.
Wonderful.
I'll be showcasing at the Word and Sound Poetry League.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
So yes. you'll be there, and people can book through CompuTicket, I would imagine.
Yes. Okay. It's through CompuTicket. You can get tickets at the door and so forth. Yeah. Okay.
Can I ask you a favor?
Of course.
I want you to come in more often, so that we've got a different theme going on. Just come and say, come and speak. Like it's like asking Shakespeare to come and visit you every month.
I would actually appreciate that.
I'd love you to do that.
I did something like similar to that when I was still employed. Apparently, that's how I'm supposed to say it. That's just friends that say that.
Now you're unemployed and an artist. Welcome to the race. Welcome to it.
You know,
self-employed. Self-employed.
That's it. So I had an opinion, a column on the Saturday Star called Poetic License. So what would happen? The biggest story of the week. I'd write a poem about it.
And okay,
that was pretty nice.
So let's play.
Let's play.
Robbie Sarumula, thank you for joining us. His nickname is Rote.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Rote. I look forward to having you back in studio with us.
Likewise.
I'm happy that you've all joined us on the show today. My name is Alan Ford. This is In the Spotlight. I'm so happy we've done some great things. We've looked at the show Heady, the life and inventions. And of course, that's happening at the Autumn General Theatre on the Square. Get your tickets. The Lesedi Job, don't miss Dead Tender Society. That's happening at Peter Turin. Don't miss Janice Honeyman. You better start getting your tickets. You won't get into it. Yeah. It's Jack and the Beanstalk. It's a panto. It's superb. Peddlers on the Bend, always a great place to eat. Other things that are happening. Oh, my goodness. So much happening. Peter Turin, Peter Dirk Ace is happening in Monty. We've got a great show. I'm seeing it next week. Kinky Boots. Happening in Cape Town, the Fugard, and of course, lots of wonderful things happening around the country. Just go onto your local gig guide and find out what's going on. My name is Alan Ford. It's really been good to be with you, and this is Spotlight. Have a good day.
This is CliffCentral.com.